I really resonate with his analogy of the air being kind of like the blood in your body and how important it is to check the air in your home annually, at least. You just can't see it. You don't see those outward signs. If you check the air in your home and you see there's something wrong with the air in your home, then so you can look a little bit closer and hopefully you find that out before causing major damage with your home and also before that bad air is causing health problems with people in your home.
You are listening to the Manage Mold Podcast. This podcast was made for families on a health journey that need the real, no-holds-barred answers on how to create and ensure a healthy home. This show should be your launching pad to give you the information, guidance, and inspiration and clarity you need on your journey back to a healthy home. My name is Dean Malstead. You can find and follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn. Welcome to Manage Mold. Hello, everybody. You have returned, or maybe the first time, at the Manage Mold Podcast, and we are excited that you are here. We are in part two with Robert Hidiot of Blue Van Restoration. So in part one, we got to hear a little bit of Robert's story and how he got to be in the restoration, remediation, and inspection industry, helping people in Southern California and probably parts beyond there as they have need and as he has capacity to take care of them. Robert and I are both Instascope owners. That is one of our commonalities. And we've actually spent some pretty quality time together teaching each other. As much as Robert has said in the last podcast that he's learned from me, I learned a whole bunch from Robert. And we are both part of a couple of mutual groups. One's a subgroup of the other. And these places are cutting edge places for people in our industry who are gathering to try and do things better than they have been before to make our industry a industry full of professionals and not just tradespeople and to take better care of our clients than has ever happened before. And so Robert and I got connected because of a piece of equipment. And I think we're probably going to be lifelong friends as a result of it. He's got a great attitude about lifelong learning that really resonates with me. And it is so easy to be with Robert. I think we could probably travel anywhere and do well together. So Robert, welcome back.
All right. Hi, everybody. Dean, thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it. Yeah, definitely. We had some fun.
Yeah, so
out there, and we're always having fun learning from each other, so that's good.
Yeah, and we've got other cool people in our group that I think everybody's going to be introduced to as we go on, and maybe we'll even have some events where we have a round table and have some broader discussion. But so Robert, last time we were talking, we kind of got to a point where you had come and spent some time following and being with me. And you were actually giving great input while we were doing these inspections. You were not a spectator. You were definitely a contributor to everything that was going on, and that hasn't changed since. So why don't you take us forward from there and tell us what you're doing and what do you think about the clients you're working with, and what are some, I guess, encouraging words you've got for people?
All right. Okay. Yes, I definitely learned a lot from our time there, especially around not just around using the Instascope, but also around interviewing the customers and kind of asking them different information. So in the past, when I did inspection, I just listen. You know, I just let them tell me their story, but I usually don't prompt them with different things or questions about the history of the house or about how they feel inside the house and a lot of stuff like that, or their medical history. So I learned a lot just from being with you there and improving kind of that side. So then, you know, when I start doing inspection here, I make it a habit to do that as well. And I think it has helped me quite a bit to understand a little bit more about the customers and understand, you know, why they're having this problem that they're having. So, and since then, yeah, I've done quite a bit of inspections and I've been able to find help a lot of people who are, again, in their home and they just don't see anything. There's no water damage or anything like that, but they just, something doesn't feel right. And the Instascope was able to find, you know, mold inside wall cavities. That's there is no damage at all, or maybe it has been repaired and painted over. Everything looks nice and clean and perfect. But we were able to find, you know, just by scanning the air, we discovered that, oh, there's something a little bit off in this room. And then as I go into more detail, I go into wall cavity by wall cavity, I was able to pinpoint source areas, which, you know, again, with the old traditional method, you know, it'll be a couple days for us to wait for the results before, you know, we can even look into doing closer investigation. And initial result might not have picked up much because the mold is inside the wall cavity, probably just microdosing the house very tiny bit when people are opening and closing the doors, for example. And the Insoscope was able to help me pick that up. And knowing that right away, then I can do different experiments to find out where the source of the problems are. So, and really, even in some places where I was able to scan and show that, oh, everything looks good, it's really amazing, kind of the peace of mind that gives people, that sometimes it just gives them peace of mind to know, right?
Yeah.
Because before, they just don't know, and they've asked a lot of people to come in and try and different things, and everybody's telling them slightly different. So.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
One of the things that I tell people often, and this is probably one of the first things I told you, is the Instascope answers questions that I didn't even know I should ask. And in real time, because we carry, those of us who own, we carry an iPad in our hand, or we set it on the top of the machine. And we can wheel the machine around, and on a display in front of us, a lot like being in an ICU room in a hospital and you're watching somebody's pulse and their heart rate and breathing and all that, the iPad gives us the display of what the Instascope is seeing in the air when we're scanning. And so we can literally make a sampling decision on site while we're in a certain room, and we can adjust our protocol to do a little bit deeper looking into a certain area that is nearly impossible to happen with traditional sampling, except for the extraordinary person who's doing the inspecting that would have that kind of a mindset to even know how to do that.
Yep. So definitely before going overboard, tearing everything off in your home because you can't find anything, then it's definitely worth finding somebody who owns an Instascope and to run a scan and see if they can pinpoint an area before spending a lot of money really taking apart your home without, kind of blindly, right? Without knowing where to look.
And I think I should probably throw the disclaimer in here. We didn't do it during the Matt Coghill episode. And I talked to Matt about this a little bit ahead of time because they are a very high-end, very cutting-edge company, and these machines are hand designed, hand built. They are completely custom to do what they're doing. It is not like getting a cheeseburger at McDonald's. So for everyone who's listening to the podcast and you're going to go start looking to see who has an Instascope, I'm going to tell you it is hundreds or sometimes thousands of miles between us to find the users or those of us in our industry who have these. So there are a couple of colleges, universities. I believe the NOAA has some. I believe NASA, maybe the military, I'm not sure. And then I've got unit number 57. And that is, these I think were put out into the field possibly in 2014. And so since 2014, I have unit 57. Robert, you have a little bit lower number than me for a specific reason. And I think since February, maybe they're up around 70 or 75 units that are actually slated to be out in the field, but probably not even that many in the field yet. So these are few and far between, folks. And you might have to pay a little extra to have somebody get to you if you insist that this is the only thing that will work. And I will tell you sometimes, or there's actually quite a few times, we're the third or fourth inspector in a home. And people's gut reaction, and this is really important for listeners to understand, and especially the listeners who just don't quite believe some of the stuff about the health issues, when their gut tells them there's something wrong with the home or the building that they're either living in or working in, their gut's probably right. And if they've had two or three inspectors who have come in and said, no, there's no problem with your house, but they're still sick, or their kids are still sick, or they see symptoms in their pets even, there's probably something wrong. And every time we've come in as the third or fourth inspector, we've been able to pinpoint those areas that have been problematic. And Robert, you're probably finding the same thing in the time that now you've had yours and you're using yours.
Yep. And another thing that we do with the Instascope that's different is usually we scan the whole house. So I've been in a situation where I was called to say, oh, just test these two rooms. And I say, no, I do whole house scans because sometimes with the air movement, you could have contamination in one spot and a lot of it ended up in a different part of the home. And I was able to find a few secondary contaminations through doing that whole house scans. Because if I would just, you know, a traditional mold testers or IEP would come, they would just test inside the containment, outside the containment, and outdoor, and they wouldn't have found that secondary contamination issue in different parts of the house.
That's exactly right.
So I think it's really important to have that kind of that full picture of the air quality inside your home. So I really, if you guys go back to episode 5, you know, with Matt, I really resonate with his analogy of the air being kind of like the blood in your body and how important it is to check the air in your home annually, at least. That's what I would suggest because I was diagnosed with a chronic disease. So I have hepatitis B. And if you look at me, I have zero symptoms.
Exactly. I would never know that.
Yeah, everything looks normal and I don't feel anything. And if I didn't go to the doctor to have my blood test maybe once a year, I wouldn't have found that out. And maybe, you know, it's messing up with my liver enzymes. And maybe if I didn't do that annual test, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be on medication. Then someday something will happen to my liver and something really bad would have happened if I don't have that regular inspection where they check my blood and they find out, oh, something's wrong with the liver enzymes. There must be something going on here. And they were able to find out, you know, what's going on while I don't feel anything and I don't have any kind of symptoms at all. And I've been for 20 plus years with this, you know, with this disease that there's no cure for right now. So the same thing, you know, with your home, right? So if there's something wrong with your home, sometimes you just can't see it. You don't see those outward signs. But if you check the air in your home and you see that there's something wrong with the air in your home, then you know there might be something wrong with your home. So you can look a little bit closer and hopefully you find that out before causing major damage with your home and also before that bad air is causing problems, health problems with people in your home. So
that's really good. I'm glad you shared that. And especially the way you started, because so many people who are listening to this podcast, probably not unlike our family at certain points, if you saw people walking down the street or saw us, you wouldn't have known. And yet there's things that most of us who've been through enough of it, just like what you're saying, you learn that you have to monitor and you have to keep checking things. And for the folks who don't, you don't yet have a clear picture of what this is a more stable and consistent platform to be able to sample with that will give you more consistent results year over year, that this technology will be with us for a long time and it's only going to get better and better and smaller, more portable, things like that. And so absolutely, to monitor your home, it's a great idea and we have the capability of doing it. And when we go do the second assessment or maybe a year two, year three, we don't have to spend quite as much time in the homes either. It can be quite simple after we have kind of a baseline of what's going on in your home. And that was a great point, Robert. So I've got a follow-up question. Where you're at in the Southwestern United States, specifically, you're up in elevation a little bit where you're at, but you also go down and you get into the LA area. Okay, so what do you think would be, it's a two-part question. What do you see as the primary water damage area in a house in California, Southern California? And then likewise, mold contamination. Where do you most prominently see those two things?
I think up in the mountain, it's pretty typical, probably very similar to the Midwest. One is in the attic and the other one is in the basement. Or in our case, we usually have build-up areas because it's very hilly, mountainous areas where they have weird terrains and they just build the house around it. And they have this area that's not quite a crawl space, but it's kind of where the dirt is in the off angle. You know, they just leave it unfinished. And sometimes there's moisture penetrating through the side of the home. into those dirt. And it, like last winter, we have a really bad winter. So we actually got some ice dam and stuff, which is so unusual being in California.
I wouldn't think that of California.
I know, but last year we did get that. And yeah, so I think those are the main areas. If going down the hill, just regular houses, most of them would be under the kitchen sink. I would say those are the main areas. So yeah, so I think since doing a lot of these inspections now, I go to the dollar store and found this little plastic trays and I put it under the cabinet, under the sink, and every cabinet. So if there's a small leak, you'll catch that.
It seems almost like a conspiracy.
Yeah, it seems like I see a lot of that, and also water heater in the garage.
So okay.
Another one. Yep. So that's pretty common. A lot of people still have the tank water heater out here. And that's pretty common. And usually they don't take care of it until it's already really bad.
So how much of your time in the Midwest when you lived in Iowa is benefiting your knowledge base being in California?
I think.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. So I think the construction of the house here is a little bit different. We don't have, when we're in Iowa, we have a lot of vinyl siding and those type of construction, and basement. We also have in our house, we have a full basement. Luckily, it's unfinished. So we've never had any issues with like vapor intrusion or anything like that. Like recently, we just have a mold job where it's a basement buildup area where there is no water intrusion in form of liquid. There is no leak or, wet spots on the floor, but it's just water coming into the dirt in the buildup area that's touching this concrete block walls. And somehow the vapor is coming through the concrete block walls into the wall cavity, and the drywall doesn't have any kind of protection. They don't have any kind of vapor barrier. And even though on the outside, it looks like a very small kind of black spots here and there, but when I open it up, it's really solid. It's like the Amazon jungle. Solid black and green and yellow and red mold inside the wall cavity.
So I want everyone to understand that Robert and I did not rehearse any part of what we're sharing today. And what he just shared is exactly what episode 7 talks about, is the water vapor transmission through foundations. And you explained that perfectly. And so it doesn't matter if you're in Southern California or the Midwest, and I'll say out east or down south, it's going to be the same problem. People concentrate on water, liquid, and they forget about the vapor intrusion that can take place. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yep.
So what does your family think about all this, Robert?
At first, they were scared, why you want to spend, this much money on this new instrument? Are you sure, this will help you? But I was really sure. So then, after I kind of tell them different stories of people that I was able to help, they're a lot more comfortable. But it's a little bit scary, starting a new business when we first started, of course. But since then, it's been great. So we're able to take off for family time when we need to. We can schedule jobs around it. And we're able to, when we're doing work, we're able to help other people. And I just find this job being both on the restoration side and also now on the inspection side are very rewarding, because we're there to help people and we're not there to sell them trinkets that they don't need and they just pile up in the garage.
Well said. I like it. So here's a question for you. Tell me about your favorite customer experience that you can think of right now. And I didn't give you this question ahead of time to think about. What's been your favorite either type of customer, maybe the situation they're in, or maybe a favorite experience with a customer that you've had?
All right. Mold related or not necessarily?
No, it could be anything.
All right. So I have one that I can think of that was, it's really, this lady is just so stressed out because we had a really big winter this past year, and we have a lot of rain. And our house is one of those traditional house that's designed for water damage.
I understand.
So it's on the side of a hill, and the hill kind of sloped directly through the house coming down. So, and there is a street and a drainage on another street right above kind of where her house is. So it's all the water from that street also comes down to her yard. And this time it actually went through underneath her retaining wall into her foundation in the basement. And she called me. She was so stressed out. And I was able to kind of help her out, just kind of dry things out. And she paid me with pastries the first day.
That would be my favorite also.
Yeah, but she was so thankful that I was able to help her kind of keep the water at bay, because at the time it was still really raining a lot and water is just kind of like a river coming through her basement, you know. So, and then as soon as the water stops, then I was able to dry things out. And at the time, there's a few areas where we kind of suspected there might be mold inside some wall cavities, and she just, it's nice wainscoting kind of paneling, you know, and she just doesn't want to cut it without us being sure that there is mold in there. And so she decided, no, just don't do anything with that. So just kind of do as much as you can to dry it out. So then as soon as I have the Instascope, I say, hey, can I come back and I won't charge you anything? Let me scan that wall cavity and see if there is mold that you need to really worry about and take care of. And sure enough, we found a lot of mold in there. And then, you know, she wants me to help her finally take care of it, even though she loves that paneling.
Yes, understood. So amazingly, again, there were signs and symptoms ahead of time before you even had the Instascope. So without sampling, you not having been in the industry for 30 or 40 years, you still understood enough from your training that there was potentially a problem. And then in going back, you verified without taking it apart with the use of tools.
Yep.
And then it got substantiated when you took it apart. So that's a good story, especially the pastry part.
Yeah. So, you know, she's been a good friend ever since. She wrote a book for our Google review. So
I love that. So tell me about where you think you're going and what's ahead for you. And then what's probably the biggest thing you see changing in the industry?
All right. So for me, when I met Matt and I spent a couple of days with him also, I really resonate with the message and kind of the vision that he has for Instascope. And we were talking about Henry Ford just before we started this, and his vision is always, how can we make this more accessible to more people, and how can we make it more affordable? So like Matt talks about how knowing what's in the air that we breathe shouldn't be a privilege only for the rich or the sick, right? So we want to make sure how to make this available to everybody. So I really want to help make that vision reality. So I've been really looking into that, working on a few things here that I'm not ready to talk about yet, but I'm working on a few things. Again, just a way to make this much more accessible to more people, especially...
That's the Henry Ford model, my friend.
Yeah, especially younger generations, people who, you know, we're dealing with a lot of things that are in our food nowadays, that are in our environment nowadays, that's can make us sick. I just want to help people to know a little bit more about, you know, what they're breathing in, what they're putting in their body, and how understand the consequences of that and understand why they want to care about that, and making them have access to that data without having to break the bank.
That's a noble venture. So how about the industry?
Yeah, so I think the industry, I agree with you. I think it definitely we should make this technology more accessible and more affordable eventually, so that hopefully every house will be able to have a certain device that help monitor their quality. And then we're just kind of there to help guide them and interpret the data that is captured by this instrument. The old way of doing things, I hope, you know, more people will realize that it's a hammer, right? So it's an old way of doing things, and it's just requires a lot more effort for a lot less useful information. So hopefully more and more people will adopt this technology, and we can all provide better service to everybody, and we can, get rid of all the misinformation on all this stuff that can cause people to waste so much of their time and their money and even their health trying to pursue, even though it gives them, you know, it leads them towards the wrong path.
Okay, so final word, what's your encouragement to people who are listening to this podcast?
All right. I think make sure you subscribe and keep listening to this podcast, because, you know, I can learn a lot from Dean, and I'm sure all the guests that Dean is going to bring up, I think will help you guys to learn a lot. You know, ideally, just like Matt said, don't have to be the expert in this and let us help you. But I think it's a little education is always good. And it's and if you're struggling and you have issues, just, you know, you can give us a call and see if we can help you in any way. So
absolutely. So again, this is Robert Hidiot of Blue Van Restoration, and he offices out of Lake Arrowhead, right?
Yep.
Lake Arrowhead, California. And he and I and a few others, the group is growing. We're going to keep sharpening each other each day, because we share a lot of things that we bump into in a day and experiences, and we learn a lot from each other. And our aim, and I think Robert would agree with this, we want to be your guide. You're going to be your hero. So
yep.
Every story has a hero, has a villain. If Mold is your villain, you're going to be the hero. We're simply going to help guide you. So we want you all to be encouraged. And I want you to know that there are people like Robert who are in this industry, and there is hope. We just have to get more of people like Robert in this industry. We need to get people pepped up a little bit and a little happier, maybe, or maybe we need to get them refocused on what's important. But there are more people who will come in, and there are a lot of us who are trying to move very intentionally entire standards of care groups of us within the industry to that end. We want to be a professional industry. We want to provide the best service we possibly can for those people that we want to take care of. Robert and I both have a passion for reaching out and taking care of people, our families likewise, and there are a bunch more like us. So if you're in a hopeless situation right now, I just want you to be encouraged that you are not alone, and it may seem bleak at the moment, but hang in there, keep listening to the podcast, glean as much information as you can. The guests that we have on, definitely look into them. They've got some of their own websites, their own information. We want you to connect with the people that we're bringing to you, because these, to me, are the best in the industry right now. They're taking the best care of people. They're doing their best to learn everything they can every day they have to wake up and be the best for you. So be encouraged by that. And absolutely keep tuning in. We got some really cool things lined up and more people coming on. Robert, I'm sure, will be back, because obviously as we learn more together, we're going to have more to share with all of you. And if we learn cutting edge stuff that will change your life, I guarantee it, we will come back and we'll share it with you. So everyone have a fantastic day or evening, whatever time of the day it is for you. And we look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. Thanks, Robert, for coming on.
Thanks, Dean. And thank you, guys. And again, we're here to help.
Have a great night, everyone. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Manage Mold podcast. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer raw and uncut on the podcast? All you need to do is head over to Apple Podcasts and do three simple things. Leave a rating and review telling me what you think of the podcast. In that review, ask anything you want related to your home's health. And if you want a shout out, leave your Instagram handle or name. That's all. Then listen in to hear your question answered live, raw, and uncut. This is Dean Malstead. Join us next time on Manage Mold.